I do know that I won't be able to hold on to my light or ever make it back home without you sitting next to me. The last line of the poem by John Rodel reminds us that we need each other. We are connected to one another. Author Hilary Eisen writes, "Human beings flourish in relationship with others." She says, "Neurobiologists and theologians alike affirm this core principle of being and becoming. We thrive and grow from our earliest development," she says, "from our earliest development onwards, if we are in the presence of those who genuinely care for us, believe in us, are solid and dependable, and are attuned to help us process and integrate difficult emotions and experiences." This, she says, is how humans learn resilience, through experiencing that bad things can happen, but discovering that we can survive them, learn from them, draw on our own resources and the resources of others alongside us. Reverend Tyler Coles, in speaking to this congregation earlier this month, reminded us of the importance of relationships as we move into this new way of being in these endemic times, what he called the after times. Reverend Coles shared that relationships of deep meaning will challenge us to grow and will serve as our North Star as we strive towards liberation. Both Reverend Coles and Eisen recognize the importance of relationships, but not just any relationship. Both speak of relationships that go beyond casual acquaintances, beyond the polite, "Hi, how are you?" Relationships that are deep, meaningful, and as Reverend Cole says, serve as our North Star. In her book, Restless Devices, Felicia Wusong writes, "Even though we desire connection, what we long for, what we are actually created for, is something far deeper. What we actually need is communion." Song encourages her readers to think of communion in terms of how we imagine the intimate sharing of oneself between two faithful lovers. She continues, "Most of us would admit that what we actually long for in our most intimate relationships is to know and be known, to trust and be trusted, and to experience freedom in disclosing our most vulnerable and weak selves, and finding that we are still loved." Entering into a spirit of communion with one another means that we are willing to let others see our true selves, all of who we are, and in doing so, we invite others to do the same. The poet John Rodel understood this when he wrote, "There are so many of us here. It feels really crowded. Yet I am so lonely." In this virtual digital age, when we can be in the same room with someone from the other side of the planet with a mere few keystrokes, we can be connected to everything and nothing all at the same time. So, how do we live into this spirit of communion? Song suggests that we start by seeking to know and to be known, to trust and to be trusted, and to be vulnerable with one another. Opening oneself to a spirit of communion is a very vulnerable idea, and one that might feel scary at times. We risk feeling rejected. We might wonder if people will still like me if they know who I really am. Will they value my ideas? Will they make space for me if I am different than they are? Can I show my true self to these people and find that I am still loved? Song also says that we should strive to know and be known to one another. And this kind of knowing, again, goes beyond that simple, "Hi, how are you? I'm good, and you?" that we often extend to one another. This sense of knowing can only occur when we share our stories, our ideas, our pain, our hopes and dreams with each other. And those things shared are held with love and care. It starts, I think, with deep listening, the kind of listening that seeks to hold and understand the lived experience of another without judgment. A listening that honors one another's truth. Another aspect of being in communion with one another is to trust and be trusted. Trust is built over time and through experience. When we share parts of ourselves with someone and they respond with love and care, then we know we can be more vulnerable. We trust them. Adrienne Marie Brown says that we should move at the speed of trust. She places trust as a foundation for our relationships, our decision making, and she recognizes that trust takes time to develop. The thread that holds us all together in communion with one another is love. We get to hold one another in love. Song says that we disclose our most vulnerable and weak selves and find that we are still loved. This sounds simple and yet can be quite complex. When we invite people and ourselves to show up in authentic ways, we must be willing to see them for who they are and love them. This means that we love one another when their ideas are different than our own. It means that we love one another when their lived experience is not the same as ours. We love each other when we have different holidays to celebrate, different religious practices. And we love one another when our political views are not the same. I'll admit, that one's hard for me sometimes. We love one another no matter their race, ethnic background, sexual orientation, gender identity, no matter who they love, we love them. And we love one another when we are hurt or when we have hurt someone else. Being in relationship is messy and risky. When we make ourselves vulnerable, when we share our stories, when we engage with and connect in authentic ways, there is always the risk that we will be hurt or that we might hurt someone else. In this congregation, we have a covenant of loving relations that we agree to when we become members. One of those agreements is that we ask for and give forgiveness. We cannot go through life without being hurt. It is a part of the human condition. When we know that we have hurt someone, we can ask for forgiveness. and as a congregation and a faith that holds love at its center, we are also called to give forgiveness in return. We are, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. We are each beautiful and worthy of love. May we be vulnerable enough to show one another our true selves. May we see the divineness in each person. And in the spirit of community, may we love one another. May it be so.